On November 29, 1859, in Manhattan, New York City, New York, William Henry McCarthy, Jr. was born. He was an Old West gunfighter who participated in New Mexico's Lincoln County War. He was also known as William H. Bonney, or a better-known name he was called is Billy the Kid. Billy was just a teenager when he wounds an Arizona blacksmith who dies the next day. This blacksmith was the famous outlaw's first victim. Just how many men Billy the Kid killed is uncertain. Billy once claimed he had killed 21 men. One for every year of my life, he said. A reliable authority estimated the actual total was more like 9, 4 on his own, and 5 with the aid of others. Other Western outlaws of the day were far more deadly. John Wesley Hardin, for example, killed well over 20 men and perhaps as many as 40. Yet William Bonney, or Billy the Kid, is better remembered today than Hardin and other killers. Perhaps because he appeared to be such an unlikely killer. He was blue-eyed, smooth-cheeked, and unusually friendly. Billy seems to have been a decent young man who was dragged into a life of crime by circumstances beyond his control. He ran away from his home in New Mexico after being jailed for a theft he probably didn't commit. Billy became an itinerant ranch hand and a sheep herder in Arizona. In 1877, he was hired as a teamster at the Camp Grant Army Post, where he became acquainted with a burly civilian blacksmith named Frank Windy Cahill. Perhaps because Billy was well-liked by others in the camp, Cahill enjoyed demeaning the scrawny youngster. Cahill apparently went too far one day when he called Billy a pimp. Billy responded by calling Cahill a son of a bitch, and the big blacksmith jumped him and easily threw him to the ground. Pinned to the ground by the stronger man, Billy apparently panicked. He pulled his pistol and shot Cahill, who died the next day. According to one witness, Billy had no choice. He had to use his gun. However, the rough laws of the West might have found Billy guilty of unjustified murder because Cahill had not pulled his own gun. Fearing they would throw him in jail, Billy returned to New Mexico, where he soon became involved in the bloody Lincoln County War. In the next 4 years, he became a practiced and a cold-blooded killer, increasingly infatuated with his own public image as an unstoppable outlaw. Sheriff Pat Garrett finally ended Billy's bloody career by killing him on July 14, 1881.